This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Garrison Building Supply. I've already done it incorrectly once. Let's see if I can do it correctly this time. City of Roseburg Fire Chief Monty Bryan, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, are you used to this yet?
No, I am not. This is it's an interesting transition. I'm still doing both jobs, though.
Right, and you have been the fire marshal since what year? Well, you really started as deputy fire marshal.
I did. I started as deputy fire marshal in 2007 with the fire marshal at the time, Tony DeMari, and then in 2015 he retired and I became the fire marshal.
And now becoming the fire chief, but it's interesting because backing up before you were fire marshal, you were kind of down the hall but in a different job altogether.
I was. I actually came to Roseburg in 1995 and started April Fool's Day as a police officer in 1995, and I did that for about 12 years and then moved over to the fire department in 2007.
So literally on the same day, 16 years later, you
yes,
become fire chief.
Yes, and that some people have given me some ribbing about that.
Wow, interesting. So what about becoming fire chief? I mean, you've done the other job for a long time. What interested you in attempting to make that step?
Well, I just wanted to finish out my career, this level, if at all possible. And I've always had an interest in moving our department in direction of emergency management and working more with other community members and our partners and the rest of the departments to kind of do a holistic preparedness for the city of Roseburg. And this is a good opportunity for me to push that dream forward. And so I was very thankful and humbled by the opportunity.
Well, we've had a number of tragedies, a number of things, even like the snowpocalypse or whatever you want to call it a few years ago, that really tested different infrastructure and departments because these things generally come without warning.
They do. They do. And we prepare for a lot of instances of disaster and emergency with police, fire, public works, emergency services, but there's always that black swan event. And so I've always had the belief that, you know, we just keep practicing, preparing, and making ourselves more resilient.
So what kinds of things do you have in mind to do and kind of push that forward?
Well, I'm hoping once the COVID restrictions lift, we can have more interdepartmental, interagency training, kind of get our emergency management system on track, and help with education for the public as well. And we've been pushing that information out in the last 5-10 years, try to help people become more resilient in their own homes and work with our partners in the community to do so.
When we had the snow event a few years ago, it became very clear fairly quickly that a lot of people really weren't prepared, and especially on those first few days when you had a lot of people without power, even some of the stores unable to operate at all in some cases, or reduced hours just because they didn't have only a certain percentage of electricity, etc. A lot of folks looked around and went, gosh, I really don't have that much food at home after all. I mean, there were things like that. And then other things that related more to fire issues and potential, people that were trying to run fireplaces the wrong way or things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was a real eye-opener for a lot of folks. And, I'm thankful we had that opportunity to move forward without having the major disaster that would have cost more damage and lives. So I think that was helpful. And I was glad to see there wasn't a great big sale on used generators right after that. I'm glad people kind of adopted that new preparedness mindset.
And even some people, and I know nothing about generators, really. I would be calling someone to deal with any of that. But, people that were trying to install them incorrectly or didn't know that you couldn't put them in a certain type of electric, but,
right.
All that stuff where suddenly you're dealing with one issue and then you cause another.
Right, right. And, again, that's where the public education component comes out. And, we talk to folks about carbon monoxide issues and the importance of having carbon monoxide detectors in their home. And that's kind of my background with fire prevention, you know, the public education component. So I'm excited to bring that to the forefront.
Now, in past years, going way back, there used to be this annual push to change the batteries in your smoke detector every year or whatever. But of course, then batteries changed and smoke detectors have changed as well. But it's clear periodically around our county and other places, too, that not everybody pays attention to that.
Right. Yeah. And again, you know, we have a great Facebook page now through the fire department and through the city and police department. And we push that information out as often as we can, you know, to just educate folks. And those are things we forget about. You know, it's the day-to-day work that gets in the way of keeping our home safe.
Now that we're into spring, people are anticipating summer. It's going to be 80 next week, likely. And I know that some places now the question is, you know, backyard burning and things like that. It varies depending on where you live. What's Roseburg's case?
So we actually have a permitted burn season from the 15th of this month through the 15th of next month. And there is a permit fee associated with that. And I can, if somebody calls in the fire department, we'll get someone out there to inspect the burn location and issue a permit if it's safe to do so. And they have a 7-day window to burn.
And is the idea that once you get past mid-May, that then it's getting too warm outside to
deal
with that?
That's correct. Things are drying out a lot. And then we have another one usually in October. But last year we suspended that because of the fire conditions.
Anything else you want to share with folks about what's ahead for the City of Roseburg Fire Department?
Boy, hopefully a lot of exciting stuff coming up. We've got, actually, we just ran testing for two new firefighters, and we're going to hopefully get them online within the next few months. Just closed position opening for the fire marshal as well, so we're in the process of going through those applications, and we'll start that process soon. Hopefully get my old office filled so I can focus solely on the new position.
All right, new fire chief for the City of Roseburg, Bonnie Bryan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. You've got